Blog Talk Radio.
You're locked in to the hottest station on the planet.
Check it out.
You're listening to The Voice, the Psalmist Voice Radio Network. Are you ready to walk? Let's go. BPP Reloaded, get ready to walk. Every Sunday from 12 to 2 p.m. Wednesdays and Fridays at 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. CST. Nieces Touch every Tuesday and Thursday night at 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. And TPV After Dark every night at 8 p.m. to 9:30 p.m.
Turn it up.
Let's go.
Sasa del Deed, Saka Fed, come and start. That's right, TPV listeners. Jump up, jump up. This is your Caribbean pepper pot. From Barbados to Dominica, from our motherland Africa to France, parlez-vous François, as we worship with music. Stay tuned for more of Nieces Touch and be blessed.
What's good, radio family? It's your boy, the Psalmist Voice. The Psalmist Voice Radio Network is now 24/7. That's right, and you can download us right now on the TuneIn app. You can take us on all your mobile devices. Tell your friends, tell your mama and them. The Psalmist Voice Radio Network is back with a vengeance for the Lord. And yes, new talent to come. A lot of big things are happening. So keep it locked on the Psalmist Voice Radio Network. And always, always remember, walk with us, family. Let's go!
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It is now time to get your spiritual fix and uplifting word with yours truly, the Psalmist Voice. This is the hottest Christian radio show on the planet. Are you ready to walk?
Let's go!
He's the Lord of all. Heaven is his throne. Earth is his footstool. I'm praying for the orphan, poor kid, idolizing stars, pushing Porsches, sitting on the porch with porcelain, ready to bust the window out of kick a door in, or pulling Edward Norton, sorting through drawers, went to the store, spent his last dollars, the paper meds for his failing organs. What about the mother in the fifth ward, killers forcing, so in the morning she's mourning, as they brought the corpse in, forfeits of the whole orbit, reaching to their pocket to find more, I know it's horrid. Hope we get him morbid, view with the truth orbit. We'll go on as usual. Funerals, suicide portraits, shooting tie culprits. Rebuke the lie, euthanize, youth to die, dormant. No way to beautify, torment. Truth don't lie, this guy behind the pulpit. You should try Luke and I, crucify, flesh, forfeit. I do cry abortion. It's legal, it's legal, we the people, even divorcing. I'm forming the movement, trailblazing torsion. Still my core sins, I'll look back, saying look what the Lord did.
Spiritual growth, a breaking, church hurt, the pain, can I overcome? Let's keep it real, take the mask off, the shenanigans. You are listening to the hottest Christian radio show on the planet, the Psalmist Voice. Reloaded, we're ready to walk, family. I know you are.
We can stop and then drop and embrace. Level out, top to the bottom of space. The pedal wild race like a metal count. Ready, got his muscle style on a heavy set of route. Race, you wake up, stop and then drop and embrace. Level out, top to the bottom.
What's good, radio family, and welcome to the Raw's Christian radio show in the land, the Psalmist Voice Reloaded. It is here, family, where you get your spiritual fix, uplifting word with rawness, music, the best from gospel and indie artists from all walks of life, and I am your humbled host, the Psalmist Voice. What is good, family? And we pray that the word and music will impact your life and bring a fresh revelation of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And of course, before we get into the shenanigans of the show, of course, it's time for our bipolar weather here in the great state of Texas. Currently, family, it is 93 degrees, and it's going to be hot, hot, hot. Heat index going to bring it up to 103, so stay inside. It's too hot and all that jazz. So keep it inside. Drink a lot of tea and all that, like they say in the South. Stay hydrated. Stay cool. And that's about it for our bipolar state of Texas. Now, family, we don't do Trump stuff, right? Well, I just got to make one comment. What in the frackinackle is going on with Donald Trump? I have no idea. Just saying. And I'm just going to leave it at that. That's just ridiculous. But anyway, we do pray for our nation and its leaders because we definitely need it on today and for the rest of the time this man's in term and in office. We definitely need it. Now, of course, family, we got the quote of the day. And it comes when you're feeling afraid, family, coming out of Isaiah 41:10, and it reads as such: Fear not, there is nothing to fear, for I am with you. Do not look around, do not look around you in terror and dismay, for I am your God. I will strengthen and harden you to difficulties. Yes, I will help you. Yes, I will hold you up and retain you with my virtuous right hand of righteousness and justice. And that is Isaiah 41:10 with the quote of the day. Now, of course, family, we got a lot to cover on today's show, and I am very, very, very excited on today's show because the Psalmist Voice Reloaded, we got a first, as always. We're always the first to break out the stars. And again, as far as gospel music is concerned, we are definitely the place that a lot of artists do come, and we definitely do appreciate it and thank you all for coming our way. And again, the best is yet to come. But family, we have recording artist Loretta Perry in the building. Well, y'all may know her as Pastor Lolo, but yeah, that's a whole sidebar, side joke. But of course, we're going to get right into the show because she got to go. But we all know what time it is, right?
But I just got to know one thing. Are you ready? No, I said, are you ready?
Are you ready to walk? Well, I know I'm ready to walk. Y'all been ready to walk. Let's get it. Let's go. We got the first song on the rotation, and we got a Loretta Perry classic, Every Time I Feel a Spirit. Then Loretta Perry, Swing Low, right here on the Psalmist Voice Reloaded. I know y'all ready to walk, family. Let's go. We'll be right back right after this. Do not move a muscle.
It is now time to get your spiritual fix and uplifting word with yours truly, the Psalmist Voice. This is the hottest Christian radio show on the planet. Are you ready to walk? Let's go!
Every time heart I will pray. Oh, every time I feel the Spirit moving in my heart, I will pray.
Up on the mountain my Lord spoke, out of his mouth came fire and smoke, and all around me looked so shine, as my Lord if all was mine.
Yes, every time I feel the Spirit moving in my heart, I will pray. Oh, every time I feel the Spirit moving in my heart, I will pray.
Jordan River, chilly cold, chill the body but not the soul.
Loud every time I feel the Spirit moving in my heart, I will pray. Hey, oh, every time I feel the Spirit moving in my heart, I will pray. Loud every time I feel the Spirit moving in my heart, I will pray. Hey, oh, every time I feel the Spirit moving in my heart, I will pray.
Coming far to carry me.
Thousands in attendance and the millions watching around the world. Ladies and gentlemen, let's get ready to rumble!
was born and raised in Indianapolis, Alabama, and currently lives in St. Mary's, Georgia. Loretta's mother, knowing that she would be blessed to sing her name, she's named after one of her favorite singers, Loretta Lynn, a famous country singer, and there the story begins. Loretta graduated from Stillman Presbyterian College in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. During her stand there, she performed at countless venues throughout the United States. Loretta was given a musical scholarship because of her perfect pitch. Her professor, James Arthur Williams, choir director at the time, not so much because she knew how to read music, she never had music or voice lessons. Today, Loretta is a loving mother of three, all been musically gifted and inclined in more ways than one. Loretta's incomparable style can be heard on her CDs, recorded past titles, The Reason for the Season, and Songs of Color. The recording of this CD was a well waiting to exhale moment. Exhale. Whew. To be able to create something lasting, which such a phenomenal artist was, with an inscribable gift of time and talent, and I am honored by his trust in me. Surprisingly enough, it wasn't challenging nor stressful, instead a powerful, relaxing, and truly refreshing experience. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together and give Loretta Perry a TPV welcome. Welcome, recording artist Loretta Perry. God bless you. Are you there? Uh-oh. Pastor Lolo.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now. We got you.
Yes, can you hear me now?
I can hear you good.
Good.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Welcome to the show.
Can you hear me?
And we were just giving the family a little.
I'm so thankful for you having me.
Yes, ma'am. And we were definitely giving the family a little backdrop of who you are. But, of course, we talk off radio, and again, your journey to where you are right now is totally, totally phenomenal. Not only the grace of God being on your life, but the favor of God being on your life. And it is a walking testimony and a testament to not only people that have a God-given talent and gift, and they feel like because they've moved on in their life that they had to give up on it, they had to forfeit it and all that jazz. But I want you to introduce yourself to the family, give the family a little bit of backdrop and testimony on your journey as you got from your first experiences as recording from The Reason for the Season, then you went to Songs of Color, and now you're talking about Hit the Door, Jack. Just saying. Anyway, Miss Loretta Perry, let the radio family know a little bit about who you are and your testimony to boot.
Thank you. Thank you, Summers. I give all glory to God, for without him I wouldn't be here. And so I must give him the praise and the glory. I've been singing all my life. And I really never thought about being on a scale of in which, you know, I've been placed now. I never really dreamed about that. I never thought about it. I just knew I loved to sing. That was a gift that was given to me. And so later on in life, you know, I began to start singing for other people because of their pain and their hurt. It wasn't so much because of me. It was to help someone else get through what they were going through. And when the Christmas CD came around, it was during the time when Merry Christmas was taken out of Christmas, and people began to say Happy Holidays, and so things of that nature. To me, it was to take Christ out of Christmas. And so I thought, what a better time than any to do a Christmas CD. And so as I was, and this is kind of personal, but I was sitting under the dryer one Saturday, and God gave me the first song, which is one that I wrote, or that he wrote, and it was The Reason for the Season. And so that introduced the Christmas CD. And that started me back to really wanting to do a little bit of music. It was all hymnals. That was changed to a basically a jazz type form of song because I love jazz, I must say. And so I would say my music is gospel jazz, pop jazz. There's different genres, but that's what gave me the per se to want to do the Christmas CD, Reason for the Season. And after that, it went pretty well. And then Black History Month came around, and I said, oh, wow, you know, why don't I just do something a cappella? Because, you know, a lot of times in those days, we just didn't have music. I mean, we would do everything a cappella. And so I wanted to keep it along the same lines, and it was songs from my soul that came about. And so the arrangements of the song was from my soul. I prayed about songs of color. And God gave me the songs to sing and Father Alone and We'll Understand and Wade in the Water, you know, and things like that, and Swing Low. You know, those songs were strategically given to me by God himself. And so I thank God for that. And after that, I just, you know, sat back for a while and didn't do much of any music. During that time, I had a few family issues going on. However, you can see that God carried me. I repeat that once again, but I didn't do any walking at that time. He carried me. And one thing I can truly say is it's not bad being weak when you know Jesus.
You better tell that to somebody that's listening on today, because we are always taught to always be strong. And when we're at our breaking point and when we're at our weakest, that's when God does it. That's what people don't understand. It's not when we're always strong. It's not when everything's just bouncing off our chest and we're not feeling a thing and all this other stuff. It's when that ground is broken and it's ready to be planted is when God makes the move. But anyway, Pastor Lolo, you go ahead and finish your testimony. Just let the family be marinated in your story,
right?
Because your story is tremendous for you.
Right.
For you, you've gone through that period in your life. And just tell a young man or a young lady that's listening on today, how'd you do it? And what did you do to allow God to water your soul and to revitalize who you were and the gifting that God has given you?
Well, I'll start off as from a mother's point of view. First of all, a lot of times mothers, and I would say fathers as well, just, you know, we tend to stick into things for several reasons, and one reason in particular, I would say for me, would be my children. A lot of times we will sacrifice our feelings, our voice, our emotions. We would sacrifice everything for our children. And in doing that, a lot of times we hold in things. We keep in things. We don't release feelings and emotions that we should release. And we have a tendency of letting it come out sometimes in ways that it shouldn't. But God knows our heart, and he knows why we do these things. And in my case, there were a lot of issues that I was going through, from blended families to just misunderstandings to so many things, I would say, that I was going through. One thing I do know is when you're doing a work for the Lord, everything out there that's not of God will come to attack you, will come to kill, steal, and destroy, if at all possible. And so, and that's why I'm so strong when I say about when I'm weak, I'm the strongest ever because God is in control and not me. And when you're strong, a lot of times you really can't do anything because you feel like you can do it all, and you try to go on and do it all, which leaves him no room. But in my walk to hit the door, per se, to get to that journey, I was going through something. My husband and I were going through some things. We were actually under attack. And one thing I do know is this right here, is that when something is in my house that's not supposed to be in my house, you better believe I know it. And during that time, this song came about. Now, mind you, I did not plan this song. I did not write this song. I did not meditate on this song. These were feelings and things that I had to hold inside to keep peace, to keep, you know, us together, to put on a face, in which a lot of us do, because we all fall short of God's glory, but we do things for people so much until sometimes we do tend to forget about ourselves. And that's okay sometimes. Yes. But what happens is that self will show up at some point. And it showed up with me in this song. And I thank God for him giving me the strength to rely on him. Because in this song, it talks about what can happen when we don't appreciate each other for who we are, what we do, and the fact that if God brought us together, he can keep us together and let no man take us from us. And that's what his word says. So this is my testimony, is that it doesn't really matter what it looks like. It is what it is. So if there's something out there that you have attached yourself to, or you have allowed to attach yourself, to you, then what I'm saying is that these things, that they must hit the door. Because if it doesn't hit the door, then sometimes you just may have to go with it, and we don't want that. Praise the Lord on that.
Amen. Amen. Now, we joke off radio all the time, and, you know, just going through journeys in life and how God just has a funny way of just shifting your season. And when we've talked off air, it's just so funny how God has changed our season over on this end, and how God has changed your season on your end. And it's just awesome just to see what God does in spite of. And a lot of people have a lot of the church protocol mentality. And I'm saying that because you don't understand the relationship of who Jesus Christ is, because you're so caught up in the protocol and procedure of the house. And you're not developing your own personal relationship within yourself. So therefore, it stumps you, and you're not able to really access the full potential of what God has in your life, because you're too busy serving on the usher board. You're too busy being a praise and worship leader. You're too busy being a armor bearer to first lady and pastor. Listen, there's nothing wrong with any of that. Please hear me. But at the same time, when God has put a seed inside your spirit, and it's up to the sensitivity of that man and woman of God to understand what God has planted inside of you and nurture that thing. We've got so caught up in this other stuff that people like yourself, people like myself, we're not getting that nourishment that we need. So it becomes offensive to the house or to the body of Christ that we remove ourselves from that and being able to get access directly from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And quite honestly, Loretta, it has been an awesome journey for me personally, understanding who Jesus Christ is beyond the protocol and procedure. And that's what works everything when I allow Jesus Christ to be first in my life. But anyway, I'm not here to preach. We're here to talk about you.
But you're doing a great job preaching. I love it.
Yes, ma'am. But you know, it's just the awesome thing about, you know, and I'm so excited. I mean, as you can hear in my voice, there's so much to say, so much little time that we have. But at the same token, you know, it just brings my heart joy just to see what God is giving you. God is giving you a platform to be able to minister to so many different people that are hurting, that have gone through different things,
yes,
whether it's marital,
yes,
abusive, whatever,
yes,
it is. And when I listened,
yes,
to your single last night, and of course we got it playing all day at the Psalmist Voice Radio Network, boop, boop, plug, plug. Anyway, but just listening to your song, it's like, wow, this is like totally different, because when you're listening to it, like, man, this sounds kind of like jazzy. But at the same time, there's a message behind it that slaps you in the back of the neck once you get past the beat. And when you listen to the words of what was written, you're like, wow, this could really bless somebody that's going through some multiple situations in their life. They're married for 20 years. Do I stay? Do I go? Do I hit the door? My husband's beating on me. My wife is beating on me. Should I hit the door? Well, my husband or my wife is an alcoholic or a drug addict. Should I hit the door? See, these are things that people are going through for real, and we're not getting strategies and procedures to talk about it. But anyway, with your song, Hit the Door, and I know you have another one coming out called Look at Me, just give the family,
mm-hmm,
a little bit of backdrop on the Hit the Door movement, because I'm saying the Hit the Door movement because it has been a movement. Your song has been released yesterday, and you're already getting so many positive reviews on the single itself, and the album's not even dropped yet. So just give the family a little bit of backdrop on Hit the Door. Why do you feel it's going to be such an impact to anyone out there that is hurting in the Christian community and abroad?
Well, Thomas, thank you. I feel and I know that there's so many people out there that's hurting, and someone has got to tell their story, because our test is going to be someone else's testimony, and we know that. And so I always would say that if we can move the mountain, let's move it. Don't walk across. Don't try and climb it all the time. Just move the mountain, because Jesus can move the mountain, but we can help the mountain be moved. I would say that it is a jazz type song because I love jazz. Okay, let's go out of the box here. I love jazz, and most of my gospel songs are jazzy if you really listen to them. Who says a gospel song can't be jazzy? I don't get that. It can be. It's a message. Hit the door to me. Yeah. Hit the door to me on a spiritual aspect. And when you have to talk to, you know, this way, you know, I always speak about Ephesians 6 and 12. And so when I mention hit the door, it's not so much that I'm talking about the person in general. You know, we do know about Jezebel. You know, it's not that I'm talking about the person in general so much, but sometimes that person can end up hitting the door. But we need to look at what causes this, what brings this about. You look at marriages. It's not so much the husband and it's not so much the wife, but what is it about us? What's inside of us?
Yes.
What do we allow, hallelujah, what do we allow to take over us, to make us act different ways, to make us, hallelujah, to make us forget who we first met, to make us take who we have for granted? What is it? That's the thing that really needs to hit the door. But a lot of times, we don't understand what it is. We don't know what God speaks about in His words, and we don't talk about it. But we don't, you know, fight against flesh and blood. We fight against things that are not of God, and we know that. But we need to release those things, because if we don't, then we'll end up moving right out with it. And so in this song, not so much couples, it could be, and not me married couples, it could be just people who's beginning to know each other for the first time. It could be people who's dating. It could be people who's engaged. You really need to know what you're dealing with and who you're dealing with. And first of all, your first love is Jesus. And know what He says about who you are and how you're supposed to be treated and what's supposed to happen in a marriage. Because if you find these things happening, that you hear in this song, especially if you're not married and you're dating or whatever, then think twice about it, because we don't want anyone to have to hit the door. So if you see this, talk about it. Go to your pastors, pray about it. And so it's just a word for everybody to really listen to and maybe take something from to better the relationship that they're in. And also, it's a song about life in general, because it happens so much. This happens every day. And so hopefully this song will stop that. We can listen to what it's saying, straighten up and fly right, and put God first. Because if he, and I have to say this, Hezekiah, Isaiah 38, if he can give Hezekiah 15 years, he can definitely stop everybody from hitting the door. He can save the marriage. He can change our hearts.
Yes.
He can make us see each other the way he wants us to see each other, the way he sees us. He can do that. Okay, so that's what that song is about. If we don't straighten up and fly right, we will continue to see people hit the door. But this is an opportunity to stop. Different, but it's true. And I thank God that he used me to do it, but I walked through it.
Yes, yes. Now, amen. And, you know, we're looking at Look At Me. Now, of course, we hit the door, and now we have the second song entitled Look At Me. And being that you have that sultry jazz beat, and I love jazz. Growing up from the north, all we listened to was jazz music, and just being able to hear a gospel artist to be able to take the jazz genre and put a twist on it with a sound that is so unique. I mean, yeah, you got your Jill Scotts and all these other people, but I mean, they are who they are. That's what they do. But when you're able to hear something, you can actually hear the emotion behind the song. And that's what makes, and that's what jazz is. It's an emotion of the song. And it inspires, it moves. And in your second track that's coming out soon, it's called Look At Me. I know there's a story behind that one, because you already hit your door. So that either that Joker or Satan's out the door already. So now they out the way.
Yes.
Look At Me.
Yes.
So what does that song what does that song tell the family as far as Look At Me, as far as now? Now we've done with the devil's nonsense. We've done with his putting stuff in our lives, causing havoc, causing craziness between our kids, between our spouses, between our lives, all
Hallelujah,
this nonsense
Jesus.
That he does. So now that he is
Lord.
Out the door, look at us now, or look at me now. What was the inspiration behind Look At Me as far as this project goes?
Wow, that was awesome, Thomas. That was awesome. Look At Me. When God, and that song was given to me in 10 minutes. And basically what it says to me is that exactly what you said. See, once we get our house cleaned up, once we get our life on track, and once we can allow God to fix us, to clean us, to mold us, to get all of the drama out the house, let it all hit the door, then that's when he can come in and he can show you who you're supposed to be. He can let you know how he sees you. And then the world can see who you really are. And then you can say, look at me, because this is who God says I am. Hallelujah. Not who man say I am, but who God says I am. So look at me now. Look at who he created and what he created. And that's what that song is about, because your first love is Jesus. And if you allow him to love you the way you're supposed to be loved, then everybody will see him in you. So, look at me. I made it. And you can too. So it doesn't matter what it looks like. I keep saying that. It really doesn't matter what it looks like. Just get the mess out. Clean your house up and let God remold you. so people can truly see the Him in you, the Him in you.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Well, we have
and that is
Loretta
sequel,
Perry
to the song.
Uh oh.
That is
we got a part two
to that song. That is another song. Another part that's coming after that song.
Uh-oh.
Yes.
Well, we better take a look out for the sequel to it's Look at Me Part 2, or it's going to be the sequel
well,
to
no,
Hit the
Door?
Well,
no, the name of the song that's coming out after Look at Me is called It Was a Miracle, because I'm going to tell you something. If it were not for God getting me through the Hit the Door process, and if it were not for God showing me who I really am, then I wouldn't have a miracle today to testify so people can see that we can make it. With God, all things are possible. With Christ, all things are possible. And so that's the miracle behind it, because everything we had to go through in my walk, my husband, my family, my children, it was a walk. We had blended families. We had all types of things going on in our lives. We had things we had to work through financially. We literally lived our lives by faith, and sometimes faith is not always easy. I repeat that just to be real. Sometimes faith is not always easy, but we had to get through it, and that was a miracle. So Satan had to hit the door. Our the things that weren't of God had to hit the door, and we all have fallen short of God's glory. So I keep saying that because people have a tendency of thinking that the pastors and the elders and all these people are so above. But you know what? We're not, because we are so constantly under attack that it's not funny. If I can share this with you, I was on a show in Tennessee, and it was a pastor on that show, he and his family, and he spoke about how often they prayed together, how often they read together, how often they went to church together, how often they did all of these things together as a family. However, the pastor's son committed suicide, and he brought his books to the show. So what I'm saying is that it's not who you are, okay? It's whose you are. And if you belong to Jesus, then he can take care of you in anything that you go through, because that family told their story, and theirs was something else. And I can't even compare it to, you know, what I went through. But to hear that and to know that someone else came, you know, forward to say that, hey, we're pastors, we love the Lord, we're in the suicide, but God, hallelujah.
My God.
But God.
Amen.
And through their story, they're helping other people that's going through the same thing. So I'll cut that short.
Amen. Well, we have plenty of time for you. If you have any questions or you would love to speak with Loretta Perry, she's in the building, family. Our number is 773-897-6490. We don't bite. So don't be shy. We'll love to talk with you. Tell your friends. Tell your mom and them. Loretta Perry's in the building. But, of course, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to have more with Loretta Perry with her latest EP that dropped last night at 12 midnight. Hit the Door. We'll be playing that as well. So keep it locked on the Psalmist Voice Reloaded with my special guest, recording artist, Loretta Perry. Keep it locked, family. We'll be right back after this. Please don't move a muscle.
It is now time to get your spiritual fix. An uplifting word with yours truly, the Psalmist Voice. This is the hottest Christian radio show on the planet. Are you ready,
to walk?
Let's go!
Y'all got it. So let's celebrate. Come on, Calvin, let's do this.
Now I need everybody, I mean everybody, to clap your hands. Sing along with me.
Father, Father, Father.
Let the people say.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Let the nation say.
Holy. Yeah.
Come on, let me bring you down just a little. You want the left and right and the middle. Oh, oh, oh.
Father, Jesus, Spirit, all in the same, right here on the Psalmist Voice Reloaded. Coming up next, we got a Loretta Perry classic right here on the Psalmist Voice Reloaded. And then we got the most anticipated EP in the market right now. It's going off the chain on the internet. People are buying it like it's hotcakes. We got Hit the Door. We got the recording artist herself, Loretta Perry, in the house. Right now, we got Loretta Perry in Far Along right here on the Psalmist Voice Reloaded.
Father alone will know all about it. Father alone will understand why. Cheer up, my brother, live in the sunshine. We'll understand it all by and by. Tempted and tried, we'll often need to wonder why it should be thus all the day long. Why there are others living about us, never molested, though in the wrong. Father alone will know all about it. Father alone will understand why. Cheer up, my brother, live in the sunshine. We'll understand it all by and by. Often I wonder why I must journey over a road so rugged and steep, while there are others living in comfort, while with the lost I labor and weep. Father alone will know all about it. Father alone will understand why. Cheer up, my brother, live in the sunshine. Coming in glory, when he comes. then we shall meet him in that bright mansion. We'll understand it all by and by. Father alone will know all about it. Father alone will understand why. Sunshine, it all by and by. Father alone will know all about it. Understand why. Cheer up, my brother. Live in the sunshine. We'll understand it all by and by.
It is now time to get your spiritual fix and uplifting word with yours truly, the psalmist voice. This is the hottest Christian radio show on the planet. Are you ready to walk?
Let's go!
We are back, Psalmist Voice Reloaded, with my special guest, gospel recording artist Loretta Perry is in the house. What's good, Loretta Perry?
Yes, we've been chopping it up.
Talking about her testimony, talking about her journey to where she is. And family, never forget your dreams. Never forget what God has planted inside of you, because you never know when your season comes up. And when you least expect it, that's when the call comes in. And then God's going to completely expose you, your life, and everything else that he's brought you out of to be a living witness to him. And man, just listening to your classic, man, you know, you had my wife in tears with one of them.
She loves the oldies
because her mom, she grew up listening to a lot of the oldies that we grew up as far as culturally we grew up listening to. And of course I'm a new age baby, so I didn't listen to all of them. Swing Low, Every Time I Feel the Spirit, man. She loves those, man. And she over here trying to get herself together as we speak. But
those songs,
man, can definitely tug at you and allow you to be open and to be exposed to what God has for you. But
Loretta,
could you give the family where they can get your EP? When can they expect your album to drop? And all your websites, from Facebook to Twitter to everything else, so they can follow you and see your journey as you continue to move forward in God.
Well, first of all, I'm going to tell you that the Lord is truly moving over here. It's storming, it's lightning, but hey, he is still in control. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And on top of that, I tell you how God works, because he can do all things. We can't, Thomas, right?
Yes, ma'am.
He can, but we can't. Okay, so guess what? Loretta Perry will have her website up and going, like, really soon here, okay? Listen to this. Loretta Perry will also have a second fan page up and going really soon here. See, when God does things, you don't have to have everything in place, because he does. And so what I say is that what he has done without me having much of anything, just being obedient to his word. And so I wasn't so amazed at what was being done, but what amazed me more than anything was how it was being done. And I think that's amazing a lot of people. How is this movement taking place? And she barely, she's just getting in the mainstream. How does this take place? And so I can give you my Facebook is Loretta Perry. My Facebook fan page is Loretta Perry fan page. The website is yet being created. The song is being purchased currently on iTunes and Google Play, and it will be up on other sites. As days go on, those are the two sites that they wanted to get up immediately, and it is currently available $1.29. If I must say, it's going rather well. It's considered to be pop as well, and I like that because I like being able to reach across. I like cross referencing. Yeah. God says that we should fish. He didn't say we have to check out the fish first. He said we should fish.
Yeah, that's true.
And reel them in, and then he will begin cleansing. So my thing is that I give God the glory and the praise that I could reach over, that I could cross over, that I could just fish to all. And so all can get
that's
the
right.
message, because definitely there is a message in this one and others to come.
Amen.
Oh,
amen.
And by the way,
now,
if you want,
yeah.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Finish. No,
okay, and I wanted to just throw out a shout out to the producer, which is Aaron Ding, and Aaron Ding is awesome, and he has Aaron Ding, he has several CDs and so forth out, and he's been in the industry for a while, and he's with Century Records, is his label company, under Universal Records as well.
And you you are also a new member under Universal Century Records as well, correct?
Yes, I am. And yes, I am. And that was just favor over and over again. I tell people all the time, I didn't go in looking for anything, and people say, you know, are you excited? I'm like, yes, I am, but I'm more excited about what God is doing, not, you know, where mm-hmm. I am, but what he's doing. And that really stirs me up to see him move the way he does.
Amen. Because that's what's so awesome
yes.
about God. Everything
yes.
that we may have need of or may lack in, he will provide the necessary people
Hallelujah.
And the tools
yes, Lord.
For that to get
yes,
done. And, you know,
yes,
and that's
Lord.
What makes him so awesome, because
yes.
with all the media press that's happening right now for you, with the
yes.
label taking you like they have, that's nothing but
yes.
God. The favor of God
mm-hmm.
is moving. You being able to go to the BET Awards and you weren't even, nobody even knew who your name was. Come on, that's God. So,
yes.
you know, it's the little things that we see the awe in, especially when we look back at it and we're like, you know what, this is nothing but God, because I know I couldn't put myself here, and I know I couldn't
yes.
build this site, and I know I couldn't do
yes.
this and do that, so I know
yes.
this was you.
Yeah.
So that,
yes.
that's
you know,
that's
you know,
what
Thomas,
I love about. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, when you said when I look back, you know, Thomas, I thought about when I look back over my life. See, that's what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
When I look back over my life, I can't say that I've done anything but just be obedient, hear what he had to say,
yes.
and trust in his word, and make that move.
That's right.
And let him do the rest.
That's right. Because
he did it. No.
And that's what makes this experience, and I'm truly happy for you, and I thank your label
thank
to
you.
Allowing
and,
us
and
to
I
conduct
you.
This interview on today. You know, I appreciate that, and again, thank you so very much to Century Records Universal for allowing Loretta to be on the show today, and again, it was a deep privilege and honor, and I'm always humbled to be able to speak with you, you know, on and off radio, because again, you know, your journey is just beginning, but I know it's going to start skyrocketing in the next few weeks, so I said, let me get a conversation with you now. Because you're going to be so busy, it's not going to be funny. But you know, but that's
something,
how it is, you know.
Something,
going,
something
yes, ma'am.
For my folks. I will never be too busy for my folk. I thank God for you and your wife and your family. You guys are doing some wonderful things. You are going beyond and outside of the boxes. For people like myself,
ma'am.
It is a word, a song that some may not understand and others will. But one thing I do know is this, that people didn't understand Jesus either. But guess who? And guess what? He did. So it doesn't matter. He says that they're supposed to look at us as if we are strange. Hallelujah.
Correct.
It's a road
Correct.
That less traveled. So you had better believe, I don't know how many people, but someone who really trusts in God and know that this is what he's told her to do. Hallelujah.
That's right.
Like
That's
show.
Right. That's
I
would right.
say the same thing.
And
you guys are doing a wonderful thing over there, and it's definitely outside the box, and I love it.
Yes, ma'am. And, you know, that's what we have to do. We cannot be all the same. We cannot all sound the same. We all can't have the same thing going on. Oh, your ministry isn't the protocol. Well, in order for us to get the masses, we got to think, like you said, think outside the box, one, and two, be unconventional to what people know the church to be. And that's the issue right now, because everybody's doing the same thing. Everyone's sounding the same way. Everybody's playing the same music. Well, not us. We gonna play stuff that's what are you guys playing? Well, that's the whole point of the network. We're able to reach every walk of life, from Africa to Zimbabwe to Ireland to Greece. This is what the network's all about, and to bring artists such as yourself on the show that have a unique sound and being able to cross different barriers of music genre. Yes, you could be saved. Yes, you could be sanctified and filled with the Holy
Hallelujah.
Spirit. But if you have a song that's going to reach cross genre, then
Hallelujah.
Why would you
Jesus.
Stick with gospel, knowing that that song could go to pop, contemporary, R&B, wherever it is that God has placed that song to play up under? We got to get out of the traditions. We got to get out of that stigma of, oh, that's not holy because it's not playing on a gospel, whatever. That's nonsense.
Right.
Because music is supposed to be able to cross barriers, period.
You know, we just said music at the same time. You know, we were thinking alike at that time. One thing I heard while you were talking is this, is that it's almost as if we as Christians feel as if people need to come and find us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
No. We
exactly.
need to go and find them. And if
exactly.
that's what it takes to get it, let's go do it. Jump on it.
Exactly.
Uh-oh, that may be
exactly.
another song. Step it up.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Well, that's, like I said, we definitely go outside the box as far as music is concerned. And just because it has a secular beat or flow, that does not stop my relationship with Jesus Christ, of who I know him to be in my life. It's a radio show, and it's for all people to listen, to get involved. And family, stop being scared. We still got some time left. 773-897-6490 is the number to call to speak with recording artist Loretta Perry. She's in the building. Well, we do got some time left, but I definitely want to get into the EP because it is definitely heavily anticipated. It is definitely getting a lot of attention when it airs on the Psalmist Voice Radio Network. So I just want you to give the family just a little bit. Again, where can they get Hit the Door? How can they listen to Hit the Door? And, of course, you can listen to it here on the Psalmist Voice Radio Network, but everywhere else, how can they get it? Where can they get it? And all that stuff.
Well, it can be purchased once again on iTunes, Apple Music, and Google Play currently as of today. Later on, I would say within the next maybe week or so, you'll be able to get it on Amazon, Spotify, stream it through different internet radio stations, and so forth. And also, as soon as my website comes up, you can purchase a hard copy from me. and I would mail it to you if you prefer to do that. That's basically it. You can stream it per se anywhere if you want to listen to it.
Awesome.
But right now, the way to purchase it or the place to purchase it today would be iTunes, Apple Music, and Google Play.
There you go. Well, I definitely got my – oh, we got a caller online. So we're going to put the caller through before we get into Hit the Door. And caller, for security reasons, we will only read the last four digits of the phone number. The last four digits of the phone number is 6371. 6371, you are on the air with the incomparable Loretta Perry. God bless you.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon. Hi, Pastor Lolo.
Good afternoon. Hello.
I'm blessed. I would like to say congratulations to you on your music journey. And first off, this is Nisa's Touch. This is the Caribbean Pepper Pot. And second of all, I would like to say thank God for blessing you with the talent that He has given you to provide the music and the blessings that you have given us through your music. You know, and this journey that you've been on, you know, will continue to put His hands on you and continue blessing you and cover you with His glory, you know, and His will.
Yeah.
I will stay in His will and His way. Be obedient to Him, because through Him everything is possible. So once again, just call it to tell you congratulations and best wishes
to you.
So keep doing you're doing. I heard Swing Low and I started to cry, because you know that was my mom's song, and you know it brought back memories. And it's a song that I've heard before, but it's just the way you sang the song that made me very emotional. And you know, thank you, because sometimes we forget, but people like you help us to remember the good times that we had, you know, whether it's with our parents or our loved ones. And, you know, thank you so much, and keep doing what you're doing. Keep doing
thank
what
you
you're
so
doing.
Much. Thank you. Thank you so much. I really appreciate that one. Thank you. And it touches my heart, too. I'm pretty much in tears now because, Swing Low is special to me, and it was special to my mom as well.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Do you have a blessed day?
Thank you. You too, and many more.
Yes. Yes. You take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. That was my better half, Nisa's Touch. You can listen to her every Tuesday and Thursday night at 7 p.m. right here on the Block Talk Radio Network, as well as the Psalmist Voice Radio Network. So we are definitely doing it for the Lord. And like you talk about outside the box, Loretta, she's outside the box too. So you're going to get a whole different spin on the word. You're going to get a whole different spin on the music that's being played. And that's what makes us gel, because she gives me things that, especially when it comes to the older music, I'm not going to say oldies, but according to the older gospel music that we grew up on, you know, those are the things that got us through in history, just historically. So slavery songs, and we shouldn't have to listen to slavery songs because we're free, we're out of it. Well, not necessarily.
Those are songs of hope.
You know, and if you listen to the words, they're not bondage songs. These are songs that soothe the spirit to continue for you to move forward as you was getting beat up by Massa and sold by Massa and all this other stuff that we've read about in history.
Songs of strength.
It's not songs of being downtrodden and being poor and economically challenged and all this nonsense that we're hearing nowadays in our new churches. I mean, that's just ridiculous to me. But anyway, this is why your ministry, your songs, your music, you're going to be able to transcend so many generations of people, as well as the current generation of people, because you're into it. You even have kids that can cross the barriers, not only in genre, but as far as musically with the young folks. So I know you got some shout outs for the kids. So I'm going to let you shout out the kids and stuff first before we let you go and introduce the song to the family, Hit the Door.
Thank you, Thomas, once again. Yes, shout out to all of the kids. My kids, Jazzy, Lori, little Kev. But people say he's not little now, he's 6'3". So Sir Kev, Carmen. One thing I would like to share with you is that there will be a remix to hit the door, and my own daughter, mother-daughter team, Larissa, will be on this one as well. And so look out for that remix. Larissa will be on that remix, so look out for that one. So I'll give a shout-out to my kids. I love them. I give a shout-out to my husband as well. I love him. And God has kept us through, and he will continue to keep us.
Amen. Well, Loretta Perry, introduce to the family your Red Hot EP that is available right now on iTunes and Google Play. Hit the door. Introduce the song to the family.
Hey, guys. This is Hit the Door. It is a tad bit different, but it's definitely true. It is truly outside of the box. So what I want you to take from this song is listen to what it's saying and try to better your relationship with the person that you're with so we don't have to have any notices coming anytime soon. Like, hit
Amen.
The door.
Well, family, hit the door. We're about to play it right now, exclusively right here on the Psalmist Voice Reloaded. And when we come back, we're going to have some closing remarks from Loretta Perry herself, and then we are out of here. You're listening to the hottest Christian radio show on the planet, The Psalmist Voice Reloaded. Take it away, Loretta Perry, hit the door.
I remember on that first day that I saw you. You were all that and a little more. I thought I had the dream of my life, yeah. Then I looked around and I saw it wasn't so.
It's a go. It's a go. You gotta go. It's a go.
Hey, 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 hit that door. Brought me flowers each and every day. Sent me candy. Upside down. Oh, oh,
it's a go.
It's a go now.
It's a go.
Yeah.
It's a go. It's a go.
Oh, you gotta go. Yeah.
It's a go.
It's a go. Wanted me to be someone that wasn't me. Oh, you better go now.
Get the dough. Get the dough. You gotta go. Get the dough.
Get the dough, boy. Get the dough.
Get the dough.
Get the dough, boy.
Get the dough.
Get the dough. Get the
dough.
You gotta
Check it out.
You're listening to The Voice, the Psalmist Voice Radio Network. Are you ready to walk? Let's go. Reloaded, get ready to walk. Every Sunday from 12 to 2 p.m. Wednesdays and Fridays at 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. CST. Jesus Touch every Tuesday and Thursday night at 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. And TPV After Dark every night at 8 p.m. to 9:30 p.m.
Turn it up.
Let's go.
It is now time to get your spiritual fix and uplifting word with yours truly, the Psalmist Voice. This is the hottest Christian radio show on the planet. Are you ready to walk?
Let's go!
We are back! Psalmist Voice Reloaded right here on the Psalmist Voice Radio Network, home of The Voice. You're listening to it. We have recording artist Loretta Perry in the building, and that was her latest EP, Hit the Door. Man, I'm grooving right now. We're gonna play that again when we get up out of here. But man, I can definitely hear a remix to that song, and the remix is gonna be hot, just as hot as the song itself. So yeah, I'm very much. My mouth is watering, and my ears are ready to hear the remix for this song. But yes, you definitely have to listen to the words, because people can get it twisted, especially us church folks. Yeah, I'll say it again.
Yes.
Especially us church folks.
Yes.
We get it twisted. Yes. But you got to listen to the message before you start making passing judgment on folks on what they write and what's being played. Now, what makes it bold is because of the fact that you're talking about issues, and you're talking about an issue, regardless of what the issue is, you're ready for that thing to hit the door. And you can label it on so many different things of your life. You could say, if you're having man problems, hit the door. If you're having lady problems, like we said earlier on the show, hit the door. If you have a spiritual warfare in your life, hit the door. You know, so there's so many different things that you can just throw the hook on the song with that, again, it could cross over so many different song genres. And that's what we have to do as men and women of God. That does not mean we're not saved because our song is on a pop genre. That does not mean we're not saved because our song is on an R&B genre. That does not mean that. We have to go fishing after them, not them come to us. And that's the issue. That's what Jesus did when he was ministering. He came to them. So we got to come to them too. So all of our ministries that God has birthed us and called us to do, we got to get them. And if this type of music is going to get them, then by all means, get them. Because as soon as you get the hook on the mouth and reel them in, then they can understand the passion and the story of who that person is. And they will see the Jesus inside of you. And that's again, you are being set up strategically by the Father to go into these different genres and be able to be a light in the dark places, because we have a lot of artists that end up singing gospel and then they cross over to traditional. What you're writing, your songs can just cross over any genre. It's not like you're, oh, I'm a gospel artist and now I'm signing over to a secular entity because the gospel people won't give us no play. Well, we'll give plenty of people play here on this network, but that's the sad part about it as well too, coming from an industry standpoint. Why does it that we cannot support each other? We have to continue to go outside on outside sources for us to get our music heard, to get played, to get produced, to get marketed. Why do we have to go through all that? And then when we're going through our own medias to get this thing done, you got to sell out
or you got to spend almost a $500,000 just to get that done. That's crazy.
What?
People don't have a $500,000 sitting around. But anyway, sorry. So
I want to share one other thing too, Samus, and I didn't say this
while
we were talking about Hit the Door, but one thing I can tell you is that, you know, Hit the Door is not always giving you your papers, walking papers. You know, one thing God did tell me, Hit the Door may be, you know, let me just get a little space. Hit the Door, maybe, you know, I'm going to run to the store for a second, or can you just give me a few minutes? Like, can you just, you know, leave me alone for just a few seconds? Hit the Door is just time that one needs to just look over where, you know, look over where you are, where you're going, and go from there. It doesn't mean, you know, what some people would say. And so one thing I can say is God has blessed me with no judgment as of today from anybody, and people see this song as a message, and it is a message, and I hope that people listen to the words and not take their partners and friends and family for granted and not do the things that we shouldn't do, but do what God wants us to do, and that's love each other. When someone is hurting, look at it. See that they're hurting. Be there for them. So we don't have to say, look, give me a second, or give me a month, or give me 2 months, give me a separate, whatever. We don't have to say that. Let's get it right.
Amen. Amen. So one more time, give the family how they can get your EP, when they're expecting the CD to drop, all that stuff. Give them all the information that they need to follow you on your social media sites, where they can get your music, and when your CD is expected to drop.
Well. The CD itself is expected in about 2 weeks, and that will be privately distributed. And also, as far as the digital goes, once again, the digital can be purchased through iTunes, Apple Music, and Google Play. Within the next 2 weeks, you will be able to purchase the digital anywhere that you can purchase, Spotify, Amazon, and so forth. As far as my Facebook page, it is Loretta Perry, Loretta Perry's fan page. I'm on Instagram. I'm on Snapchat. I'm learning Snapchat, but I'm on Snapchat. And also the website itself will be up and running within the next week or so. This move has been extremely fast for me. And so, therefore, we're kind of like doing catch-up, you know, but God is always ahead of us anyway, right? So
that's right.
This is good, and yes, and I thank God for this opportunity, and I pray that this song will reach out and bring people together through what it's actually saying, and make people think twice about what they're doing, and that's what I ask of God.
Amen, amen. Well, do you have any closing thoughts you would like to give the family before we go today?
First of all, I'd just like to thank the family and giving praise to the Lord and giving God all of the glory for what he's doing, because it is a bold move. And sometimes, you know, we have to be bold. That's what Christ says. We have to be bold in him. And so as long as we know that God is telling us what to do and he's leading us, guess what? Let no man stop you. Man, woman,
amen.
Just put your trust in him. And even sometimes when you think you've done something you were supposed to do and you didn't, he can turn it around for your good. So I give him all the glory, and I give him all the praise, and I thank him for it. And I thank God for you all, too.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, we appreciate you. We thank your record label, Century Records Universal. We thank you so very much for having Loretta Perry on the show. And again, this is not over. We're going to have you on again, and I look forward to it. When your CD drops, we look forward to talking to you once again. But family, you can listen to the rebroadcast of this show on the Psalmist Voice Radio Network. So you can download the TuneIn app. It is absolutely free. Just click that little X that comes up on your screen. They want you to pay $9.99. You don't have to pay $9.99. Just click that little X on the screen, download the app, and then just type in the Psalmist Voice Radio Network. Will pop up. Click it as one of your favorites, and you can listen to us 24/7 365, and you can listen to the rebroadcast of today's show at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time. Well, I'm done, y'all. Yeah, I'm done. Yeah, I know. But yes. family, always remember that you are more than you think and greater than you heard. And when you see the psalmist's voice on in your hood, on your radio waves, on the block, when you see Loretta Perry at the BET Awards, the Grammy Awards, wherever she may be, remember to hit the door and walk with us. Let's go! We'll see you on Thursday with our next special guest coming up. I'm not going to say it. I'm going to keep it a secret. Y'all are just going to have to tune in. I'm done. I'm gone. And we are about to hit the door with Loretta Perry's EP. And we are out. God bless you, and you have an awesome, awesome day in the Lord. Be blessed.
I remember on that first day that I saw you.
Get that dough.